Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hands. An Anxious Mind Unpicked is the new book by Lauren Brown. She's anxious, and when Lauren feels worried, she picks at her skin. Secretly, quietly, but increasingly compulsively, her skin picking begins to affect her day-to-day life until she realizes she must unravel the reasons behind it. Thoughtful, unsparing, and at times darkly comic, Hands has been described as the masterful debut of a luminous new talent. Delighted to be joining me live on the line from somewhere in the UK, I believe, author of Hands, Lauren Brown. Lauren, good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure's all mine.
Whereabouts? That lovely introduction.
Well, whereabouts in the UK are you?
I'm in London at the moment.
Right, super. Yeah. Tell me a little bit then about, because it's an interesting one, anxiety and how we react to it, and the things perhaps that we don't realise. There's little ticks, there's little tells, the things that we do that we don't realise that are perhaps giving out signals. Without prying too deep, did you always sort of play with your hands, pick with your hands? I mean, how did you realise it was something else?
Yeah, so I mean, I've struggled with anxiety my whole life, and it's kind of popped up in different ways throughout my various ages, which I suppose is very much what the book is about. But yeah, when it kind of came to this very peculiar habit, it just seemed to come out of nowhere. You know, about 3 or 4 years ago, it just kind of came up. And I was like, what is this strange? You just don't think that that's where your life story is leading to, you know? And I just thought, where on earth has this come from? And I guess it was just, yeah, we all have our different ways of expressing our anxieties and getting through life and our little coping mechanisms. And I guess this was just my version, but I'm sure everyone has their own version, you know?
When you say suffer from anxiety, because for people who don't know or people who don't understand, and it's like anything. It's like depression. People say, "Oh, just get over it." You know, as with anything on this scale, it's not as easy as just saying, "Okay, everything's going to be okay. I'll have a cup of calming mint tea."
No, definitely. Yeah, I think especially with disorders like this that are kind of like OCD compulsive, it's tricky because they're like normal behaviors, like habits. You know, people bite their nails, or you know, it's normal to kind of pluck hairs and stuff like that. But it's when that spiraled out of control, I guess. And I suppose it's about recognizing when it gets to that point where it's affecting your daily life, that's when you think, oh God, you know, it's got beyond habit, it's got beyond this like normal quote unquote behavior, and it's like become an issue. And I think that's kind of the point I got to about, you know, a couple of years ago, really. And it kind of got me thinking about this and just about the ways that the very strange human messy ways that we try and cope in the world, you know.
When you say you were sort of picking at your hands, is it, you know, was it the outside of your hands? Were you the inside of the thing? Were you scratching your thumb?
No, so it's not actually my hands. So it's more like my shoulders and right. My face and things like that. But I think, you know, for different people, it can be different areas. You know, I've heard from people who it's on their legs, or people who pull hairs and they have little like kind of bald spots on their head. So just stuff that's kind of, yeah, gone out of control, I suppose.
And so when did you think that this had perhaps become, you know, gone a little far? Because you've written a book about this. So there must have been some point where you thought, hang on a second, this is perhaps a little out of the ordinary. You know, I may have certain idiosyncrasies, I think we could call them. But this is perhaps...
Definitely. I think for a lot of people and who will kind of, I guess, understand my experience was, I'm quite a confident person. I love going out, you know, I love going out for a few bevvies with the boys, but like, I just didn't want to anymore. And I just felt like I just, my confidence, which was so strong before, I was just thinking, oh, you know, my skin's not very good at the minute. And I started getting quite like paranoid about it. And I think that's the point for a lot of people as well, when they think, oh dear, like maybe this has become a problem, where it just starts to impact either like your work life or your relationships or your social life or whatever. And I, for me, it was mainly kind of like my social life. And I started thinking, huh, that's not like me, you know, to not want to go out for this very specific reason. So I guess it kind of started from there.
And I suppose one of the things is, if you think, well, I don't really want to go out. I don't want to see the boys for a couple of bevvies, quote unquote, your words. Not,
I can't believe I said that. Yeah, I know. It's still early.
It's early in the morning. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. But but seriously, though, the thing is, if you have something like that, and the problem with these is if you get isolated, because if you isolate yourself from here, and I know we're talking about isolation at a time of we've just been through a pandemic.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're isolated and you don't want to go out because you think there's something not particularly right, and then that perhaps preys on you even more. And so you find yourself in this crazy spiral.
100%. It is like a proper cycle. And like these things tend to grow in the dark. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, and one of the problems with this kind of type of behavior is that it makes you feel bad, but then it presents itself as the thing that's going to stop you from feeling bad, but it'll then make you feel bad. And it just kind of festers like that. And I think that was part of my kind of rationale, I suppose, by putting it down on the page and sharing it with the world, which is slightly terrifying, seeing as though, you know, these are very like secretive behaviors a lot of the time. But I just think, you know, the more you kind of shed light on it, yeah, the less scary and isolating it is. So I just hope, yeah, I hope if anyone reads it, they can feel that, you know.
So, I mean, did you suddenly decide then one day, I mean, how, when you said you were constantly, I mean, were you sort of literally getting down to taking the skin off? I mean, how far did, how bad did this get?
Yeah, it can create scars, and, you know, it's different for different people. But yeah, it's a nasty disorder, you know, and it's unpleasant. But it's funny because I think because mine's so like manifested on my face, I'm very good at makeup, you see.
Right.
So I could have gone about my life. No one would have ever had to know. And I feel like some people just think she is absolutely mad for to sharing this with the world. Because honestly, I could have totally got away with it. But, you know, people mask it in different ways and stuff. But yeah.
But like you said, you have to put it out in the open. The notes here say as well, the wind stung northeast, which I'm guessing where you are now. So obviously sort of that fresh air must have been a bit of an eye opener then as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, that's where I'm from originally. So that's in the northeast of England, where it's just absolutely bitingly cold. And yeah, I mean, a lot of the book, it is about skin picking, and it's about this kind of like manifestation of my anxiety. But so much of it is just me kind of going back, kind of tracing it back through my life, essentially, and finding these different ways of like, I was expressing myself as a child and then moving up through adulthood and just trying to, I suppose, like reconcile your childhood self with your adult self, which we all do.
Yeah.
You know,
but again, because you don't suddenly decide one day, right, I'm going to start doing this for the hell of it. So there's always some reasons, and there's always something back. Mm-hmm. I mean, without going into your inner child, quote unquote, but there's always something back there that you can
get into that for $12.99.
Right. Exactly. But there isn't. I mean, you have to, as the Americans say, go on a journey and find out, you know, where it actually comes from to the beginning. So was that part of the book as well, to say, right, okay, I've got this problem. And as you said brilliantly, it likes to hide in the dark, but if you shine a light on it, it'll scamper off somewhere else. So was this did somebody say to you should put this down, or did you suddenly think, I need to write this down, I need to get out the laptop or the pen and the paper?
It's funny because it kind of started in a few different ways. So one of the ways that of kind of overcoming many, many mental issues or disorders or whatever is journaling, right? Like that's just a really helpful thing to do for anyone. So I was already kind of writing down and like sharing, you know, just trying to come to terms with it myself. So I'd written a fair bit. And then also I was just made redundant, like in the middle of the pandemic, as so many people were. And I had loads of free time on my hands all of a sudden. And I just started writing these memories down there, which, you know, and it kind of didn't even start with the picking. It started in, you know, when I was about 12 in a caravan park doing weird things in the bathrooms. And all it kind of just No spoilers. You're going to have to buy the book to find out what that weird thing was. But yeah, and it just kind of emerged as this big Google Doc. And then, yeah, I pitched it to the people at Harper North and it just, yeah, they seemed to quite like it.
I was going to say, I mean, the other thing is, obviously, you know, this could be doom and gloom, but Lauren, you're obviously, you know, a very bubbly person, especially the way you talk to you. So, I mean, there are moments of you know, dark humor or humor, you know, what happened in the Caravan Park notwithstanding, and I don't, I'll go and spend the $12.99 and find out, but where, you know, so you have to put a bit of humor into it as well.
Oh, certainly. I think, but also I think that wasn't like inserted purposefully to think, oh God, this is a bit depressing, I should add a few jokes here and there. You know what I mean? I think it emerged quite naturally because I think what was so lovely about the experience of writing it was like, you think, oh my God, you hear the description of this book and you just think, oh my God, that is going to be so harrowing and depressing. But actually what I found looking through these memories was that like so much of it was so joyous and so fun. And like alongside all of these difficulties, there's just so much lovely life happening and relationships happening. And I hope that comes out in it, you know.
Because you have to have a sense of humour about whatever happens. And as you said, life happens.
Oh, totally.
You know, if you let the one thing become the centre of your life, then that's not much fun at all. But you have to understand.
Exactly. You have to laugh. If you don't laugh, you'll cry. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like my whole family have always been like this. You know, you have to laugh. There's humour in everything.
So what does the family think about having a celebrated author? You know, the quote unquote, the masterful debut of a luminous new talent.
Oh my God, honestly, I think my grandma must have read it about 5 times by now already. And she could, oh yeah, it's mad. They're so pleased. It's funny because I remember when I first said to them, oh, you know, I've got a book deal, and they're sort of like thinking, oh my God, she's the next J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter, it's going to be amazing. And I was like trying to explain to them, I was like, it's not actually like a novel, it's actually about my life and like you're in it. And they're like, what? Like that was not what they were expecting. So I think they were slightly like, you know, anxious to see, you know, whether I outed them for any family misdemeanors. But no, I have not dragged anyone through the mud. Everyone's quite happy. I'm happy to say.
And this has also made me smile because I think the notes must have been written from somebody from down south because they've written it's a true love song to the north. I would think the northeast here rather than the whole of the north because it's quite area, you know.
Yeah, it's quite a big area. But, you know, interpret it as you will, you know. It's open to interpretation, whatever.
What do you hope then? Well, I mean, obviously today you're in London, presumably promoting the book. Is that what you're down there for today?
So I live down here now. I live with my boyfriend who I met. I came to university down south and, you know, the whole shebang.
Right.
So, yeah, I live with him down here now.
What do you hope that people take from the book? And if anybody's, you know, perhaps has the same sort of symptoms or things that have the same sort of behaviours that you had and you so bravely wrote about. I mean, what would you be their advice and what you'd say to people who perhaps don't understand what you kind of go through?
I just feel like I'd love if anybody read it and just felt less alone in their weirdness, you know? So I think we don't acknowledge enough how weird being in a body is and being a person. And we all do weird shit. Sorry, Aswa.
It's all right.
Weird things. It's a bit early for that. But we all, you know, everybody's a bit weird. And I think like behind closed doors, you never know what people are going through, you know? And like, I just think if people can read it and not only enjoy it and find a bit of humour in it and just like enjoy the read, also just to feel like in whatever their weirdness is, whether it's skin picking or other things, whatever, you know, just to feel like it's less weird than you think it is.
We're all little weirdos on this planet, so let's just embrace our weirdness.
Exactly.
On a Monday. The book is called Hands, An Anxious Mind Unpicked. It's by Lauren Brown, no relation, who we've been speaking to today. Lauren, if people want to find out more about you or about the book, do you have a website? Is there social media? Where can they go to find you?
Yeah, so I can be found on Twitter at Lauren R. Brown 95. So all the links and everything should come from there.
And the book is available as a virtual download from our own TRE bookstore, so we can send a little money your way. Exactly. Lauren, only begs the question, after this one and being, quote unquote, the masterful debut of a luminous new talent, masterful debut of a luminous new talent. So what's up next then? I mean, are you going to do that JK Rowling book? And how does your gran feel about being in the book as well? I forgot to ask her that one.
Oh my God, she loves it. I feel like I've got like my own personal like troop of salesmen in the Northeast who are just like going around like flogging it like Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, like they're honestly one step away from knocking on doors. But yeah, hopefully, I mean, the dream is to write more books. I've always wanted to be a writer and I'm like working on some fiction at the minute and just trying to see. But, you know, like everyone else, I'm battling the January blues. It's hard to actually do anything at all. Well, in January, isn't it?
You've given me an absolutely outstanding interview for my first thing on my Monday morning, so put that one off.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Right. Oh, my gosh.
We've had worse than that, trust me. this book is called Hands, An Anxious Mind Unpicked. It's by the brilliant Lauren Brown, who we've been speaking to today. Lauren, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very, very much. Cheers.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.